If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.
The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
You know, after the Equifax data breach that happened in, I guess, 17 or 18, I was advising all of our clients and anyone that listened to the show to fill out an extended fraud alert form from Equifax and send it in. You know, that data breach from Equifax, by the way, it affected 167 million people. That was two-thirds of the country that was affected by that. By the way, the IRS awarded a contract to Equifax for credit monitoring after that happened. Oh, I ranted about that. How stupid of the government to take the company that had their data breached and award them with the monitoring contract for everybody. Good Lord. But that extended fraud alert that I advised people to fill out, and I still think it's a good idea. I still press our clients and anyone that I talk to, friends all the time, people always say, hey, what about ID theft? And I always say the same thing. As a matter of fact, I keep it in my phone, so if someone asks me about it, I can send them a PDF to their phone. Right from my phone. It's one of those things, like it's right in the top of my stuff in my books and my iPhone. Send it right to you. But once you send it to Equifax, there's a requirement that they send it to Experian and TransUnion. And this alert is something that's put into place, and that is a requirement for all folks that you apply for credit, or when credit is applied on your behalf, for all of them to call you at a number that you've put in that form. So anytime that you apply for credit, you'll get a call. I routinely talk about financing my Harley for a bunch of different reasons, not the least of which is that, you know, I got less than 1% interest on it when I did it in 2019, I guess. But the story I tell is that, you know, I have the extended fraud alert on my credit. So I knew that when I filled out the credit app that my phone was going to ring. And sure enough, I filled it out. And within a minute and a half or something, I got a phone call from a number I didn't recognize. I picked it up. And it was Harley Davidson asking if I had applied for credit. They asked me a bunch of information from my credit report that only I would know. And then they said, okay, fair enough. And I hung up and waited for them to make their decision and, you know, went and did the deal. But that's the protection you get when you do that. You don't need, you know, LifeLock for that. You just have to fill out the extended fraud alert. You go download it online. You don't need me for that. Just Google up extended fraud alert for credit report. And if you send it to one, everyone will get it. But here's the issue with identity theft. And there are a couple of things that happen. We got an identity theft issue, and then we got a hacking issue. Those are two separate things. So, you know, anywhere, you know, 12 to 15 million people a year are victims of identity theft. Checking things beyond your credit is also very important. But when you look at the identity theft aspect of things, when someone goes and opens up an account in your name, credit card or anything else, the extended fraud alert stops that, number one. But for the purposes of this discussion, you if you have this happen to you, if someone's opened up an account, it's the one of the easiest things we do is fix it. People all the time are in such a panic when it happens, and I get it. It's a violation. But the reality is one of the easiest things we do is deal with identity theft. And it's not expensive to have us deal with it. A couple of steps we have to take. And, you know, this is another one of those things where, because of the law, because of the Fair Credit Reporting Act, if the credit bureaus and the creditors don't stop the reporting once you have reported the identity theft in the right way, then we can sue them. And again, you're not paying for a lawyer. Those legal fees are being paid for by the folks that you are suing. So you are the plaintiff. The defendants are the credit bureaus and the creditors. And You know, this is an important thing, right? It's a, you know, it's a way that you can be violated and perhaps held responsible. I know people that have been sued on debts, things they never even opened, right? But because they buried their head and they never looked at the credit report, they never saw it, they didn't realize until it was too late that they were getting sued. So that's one piece of that. That's the ID theft stuff. If you've got a problem with that, I want you to pick up the phone and call us, or you know someone that we can fix that quickly. Generally, 30 to 45 days, we fix ID theft. Regarding being hacked, it's important to check your online accounts every day. And looking for things that are out of the ordinary is the first step there. Right? Number one, I mean, think about it like this. If you can get online and check your bank account or credit card statement or whatever, a thief can do it as well. So, you know, I'll give you an example. I use a certain credit card for points or mileage or whatever, and one of the ways that I protect myself is I'm notified on my phone of a charge. If it comes through, it doesn't matter how much the charge is. Every time that card is used, I get a little notification that pops up on my iPhone. It says your, you know, Amazon charge for $6.99 was approved. Your Amazon charge for $5.99 was approved. So I'm starting to see these charges come through for those amounts, $5.99, $6.99. And then I went into my Amazon. I thought that I didn't buy anything for $5.99. What the hell is that? And I went into Amazon, into my orders, and I thought, I haven't ordered anything for like 2 weeks. Which is rare, by the way, if I'm being honest. But I hadn't had a charge. So I went into that credit card and said, I'm disputing this charge and I'm disputing that charge. What the hell is this? Thinking to myself, maybe it's fraud of some sort. Doing what I do for a living, talking like I talk every week. And then I decided I would pick up the phone and I would call Amazon. You know, they're like Apple. They're generally so easy to deal with. It's amazing how easy Apple is when you get to their tech support. How quickly, if you're someone that has a new device or has a warranty or whatever, it's just other companies could learn so much. But Amazon's like that too. You know, so I called Amazon and said, hey, I've got a question. I'm seeing these charges on my card. And he's, you know, hang on a second, let me take a look. And it was for subscriptions for the television, right? Like I watch a lot of crime TV. Little Harry secret. I watch a lot of crime TV. And I think, you know, the procedurals are so much better, the ones that are done, you know, in Europe and the BBC stuff. You know, if you're like a, you know, I love Criminal Minds, but if you like that kind of show, there's a million of them on BritBox and the other one, I can't remember, Acorn. Anyway, my little thing. But the thing about those is, you know, they're add-ons. So it's, you know, it's $5.99 a month for BritBox for me. And I didn't realize that, you know, they were showing up like that. Now I get notified of those charges when they pop up. But, you know, I learned that when he came back to the phone call, that those charges were for BritBox and Acorn. I thought, oh, okay, fair enough. So I had to call the credit card company and say, don't dispute those charges. I know what they are. And that was that. But that's what I'm saying, I'm suggesting to you, is be vigilant about those things, because small charges like that, and sometimes they can be as little as a buck, but small charges like that that you're not aware of can be things that will lead to a hacking of your account. I don't feel stupid after telling you that story. It's just, you know, it's part of being vigilant. And $6 or $5 isn't going to break one of those companies. I'm sure I didn't get credited on it ultimately anyway. But there are no dumb questions. If you see something on your credit report and it doesn't make sense to you, then question it.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.